Let's Talk Pets.
Let's Talk Pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. The Shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Yeah, peace, harmony, pet power. Holy shih tzu, baby. You'll learn how to keep your pets from chewing your shoes or eating your cat. It's all about relationships, baby. You and your pet... pet. So tune in, turn on, and get ready for the positively grooviest pet podcast on the planet. Ooh, that's a lot of peas, baby, isn't it?
What's this show called?
Oh, Behave!
No, really. What's this show called?
Oh, Behave! With your Shagadelic host, Arden Moore. What's happening, Arden? Yeah, baby, yeah. Tell us.
Move over, Emmys. Step aside, Academy Awards. The show that will leave tongues and tails a-wagon airs Sunday, October 5th on Nick at Night. So sit, stay, and watch the first annual worldwide Fido Awards. They air at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time, Sunday, October 5th on Nick at Night. And I could not think of a better host for this show than Fred Willard, a master of improvisational comedy and, I think, a talented actor who thinks faster on his feet than a Jack Russell Terrier. Welcome to the show, Fred.
Thank you. Listen, I've misplaced my script. Oh, here it is. Hi, it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for talking to me.
I'm glad you found that script. I'm glad you didn't find that, oh, no, I hate to be here script. That's always awful.
that comes at the end of the interview.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'll work hard at that. We're going to talk more with Fred Willard right after we pay for the show by taking a commercial break.
Would you like to go out? Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me. Oh, Behave! We'll be right back after these groovy Shagadelic messages. Oh, yeah.
Do you love your dog? Then you'll love feeding him mouth-watering, all-natural treats, lovingly handmade by a professional caterer who wanted the very best for her dogs. Make no mistake about it. These are not ordinary dog treats. These are doggy delights, like breakfast banana biscotti, honey bear peanut butter balls, yummy apple cinnamon mini cakes, and so much more. Your dog will howl in delight. And now you can get a scrumptious sample pack by going to dingersdogtreats.com. It's a $25 value, yours for just $9.95 through this special radio offer. That's D-I-N-G-E-R-S, dingersdogtreats.com. Every one of these gourmet doggy treats is handmade from the finest ingredients and taste-tested on our own dogs. Your dog will love them. Get $25 worth of doggy delights now for just $9.95. Go to dingersdogtreats.com now. That's D-I-N-G-E-R-S, dingersdogtreats.com. Yum.
Pick up something unique at a Bone to Pick dog boutique. A Bone to Pick has cool hip fashions for big and small dogs that will have their tails wagging in style. Cat products too. abone-to-pick.com. Check out our eco-friendly pet products and gifts for humans too. abone-to-pick.com. Get your pet's mouth watering monthly with our Gourmet Treat of the Month Club and join a Bone to Pick's free birthday club for your puppy. abone-to-pick.com. Pick up something special for your best friend at a Bone to Pick. abone-to-pick.com. Get 10% off with coupon code PETLIFE.
New York, the glitz, the glamour, the exciting Muttropolis, the sparkling kitty city that never sleeps. Join us each week for Pets in the City. With your host, Diane West, celebrity pet sightings, hot events, and news and reviews with the hottest movers, shakers, and tail waggers in New York. So take a bite out of the Big Apple with Pets in the City every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah. So let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Auden Moore and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, behave!
We're back. You're listening to the Oh Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Auden Moore. Our guest today is Fred Willard, a.k.a. Buck Laughlin from Best in Show, a satiric look at dog shows. He's a show stealer actually in every movie and TV show I've seen him in. And now he's going to unleash his wit and charm as host. I wish we had a drum roll here. The first annual Worldwide Fido Awards airing Sunday, October 5th at 8 p.m. on Nick at Night. Welcome, Fred.
Thank you. And I am really excited about this. They asked me to host. At first, I was going to be a judge. And then they said, "Would you like to host?" I said, "Sure." I love dogs. Who doesn't like dogs? And they're going to be right there on the stage, so you can't keep your eyes off them. And right. We have some very interesting categories, which you usually don't have. They don't have it at the Westminster Dog Show. Owner dog look-alike.
Yeah, that sounds pretty scary.
That's going to be I don't know how flattering that would be. So you look just like your dog. But the most outrageous dog, and Perez Hilton, you know, the gossip guy, is going to judge that, I think.
Okay.
And we're going to see if the dog is more or less outrageous than Perez Hilton. Well, then the cutest dog, the best singing voice, I guess. I haven't seen any of these dogs yet, and I won't until tomorrow night when we tape it. It's tape to live or live to tape or something. Then there's a show it on Sunday night. I guess it's a little more comfortable that way than doing it live. You never know what a dog is going to do.
Or what you might do.
Yeah, exactly. When those lights hit me and, I hope, it's going to all be on teleprompter and any fun will be just an extra bonus there. And Kevin Nealon will be one of the judges. He's a lot of fun.
Cool. Yeah, he is.
Vivica Fox, mm-hmm. Tamar Geller, who is the dog trainer to the stars. So we'll see what these trained dogs, some of them are fascinating. I don't know if as time goes by, I remember as a kid, dogs would sit up and wag their tail and roll over. Now dogs do all kinds of tricks. They go to the mailbox. They bring back things. In fact, on the show, they're going to have some dog going. Every time they name the winner, he's going to do some outrageous trick and bring back the name of the winning dog. So
they got their own agents, too, now. I mean, come on. You know, there's Doggy University. I mean, you know, dogs really have to go to school. And I've got a couple of dogs and an overworked vacuum cleaner. But I noticed that the Fido Awards are sponsored by PetSmart and Bissell. How appropriate, you know? So you do many things, and I have to tell you, I had set my DVD every week for the Back to You TV show. I was bummed when it got booted off the air, but your role as a sportscaster really fit nicely with Kelsey Grammer and Patricia Heath.
That was great. Yeah, it was great fun. He was a terrific guy to work with, and hope to do it again sometime. That was a great, it was a fun show. And Fox, you know, they just don't know what to do. We ran through the end, and they just didn't pick it up for the next year. And then they replaced us with Do Not Disturb, which they showed twice and canceled. So I don't know what they're looking for there. Maybe Worldwide Fido Awards would be a good fit there.
I think it's time. I think the dogs can really bring it to the table. They don't need a teleprompter, do they?
No, they do not. And it's reality. That's the new thing. And
right. Yeah. Well, in looking at, I was sniffing around your bio, and talk about pressure. You were called the funniest man in the world by Jay Leno.
Jay was great. He used to see. Yeah, that was great. No,
what
Jay
do you
really
say to
does
that?
Seem to love me. He has me on doing these funny sketches, and he's a terrific guy. Boy, you know, he's very generous when you're doing those things. If you want to ad lib, he'll mm-hmm. lay back and let you get in your ad lib, but you can't top him. He'll come back with another joke, and he's just a regular blue-collar guy, and I just love him in the show. It's a lesson in joke writing when you watch his monologue.
You're right.
It's a sharp monologue, and boy, even during the strike, he was winging it, and he was beating everybody. So, it's fun. For him to call me the funniest man in the world is really a compliment.
You've been nominated for some Emmys, and, I mean, every movie.
Yes, I have, but who wants to talk about that? Three times. I mean, I'm not calling in to talk about the three Emmy nominations for Everybody Loves Raymond.
You know, these mockumentaries, that's the best word, I guess, to describe
them. Richard Guest, yeah.
They
were great fun.
I've seen The Mighty Wind, Waiting for Guffman, and I have to tell you, pause down, Best in Show. When you were there trying to watch where that big German, like, big Fraulein was checking out under the hood of that dog on stage, and describe us a little bit, because this is a pet show, for goodness sake.
The judges, they have to check, and that's none of that was rigged. That's what gave a touch of reality. They had the real judges. And the pet.
Well, that's
the,
scary.
And the some of the owners, of course, were actors. And I think some. I said something like, "Boy, I'd hate to have her judge me on a first date." You know, it's. but it was. We really recreated those Westminster dog shows.
You know what's scary is I've been there, and I don't know how much this really is a mockumentary, because you captured almost every type of character that comes to those shows. You've got, you know, the very pampered dogs. You have the very overly anxious couple that must win at all costs. The goblin, the big old hound dog, the bloodhound. I mean, you know, when God created dogs, I don't know what he was thinking, because there's like over 150 of them, and they're coming from little tiny chihuahuas to big bull mastiffs, and I mean, of all the species. I don't know. What do you think God was thinking when he was coming up with dogs?
I can't imagine, but there are lots of times, and there's the mixed breeds, and so there's a lot of them there. But what I found, both in doing, because there were dogs there when we were doing the movie, and watching the Westminster Dog Show, they all are very well loved, the animals. I never saw one hint. I mean, we had a couple in the movie that were psychopathic about the dog and the screen. But I think most of them, I mean, the Westminster Dog Show, some lady personally drove her dog there because she had a bad experience on a plane. She would ship a couple of her dogs, but one she would drive personally. So they really love their dogs, and it's nice to see.
Well, that's good. We're talking with Fred Willard. He is the host of the first annual Worldwide Fido Awards that are going to air October 5th on Nick at Night.
And Sunday night, for people who don't have a calendar. It's Sunday, and it should really be fun. I think it's an hour.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Yeah, it'll be fun, in and out, the most outrageous dog and dog owner look-alike, and a lot of tricks, cutest tricks.
Right.
So I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I was looking at the semi-finalist list, and I'm laughing because up for contention for cutest dog is everyone from what you would expect, Bella, a Maltese Yorkie mix, where the little dogs you always say, aw, but there's also Big Mac, a bulldog, up for there for cutest dog.
Well, even if you have an ugliest dog contest, they're still cute. You can't help but love them, and we'll see. I have to eliminate some of them. You know, I'm going to feel bad. I read through the script, and you have... you know, three of them come forward and then say, I'm sorry, you're going back to the doghouse. Yeah, and I'll try to word that some way. You know, I'll come up with something to make them feel good. It's a tough business, though, I'll tell you.
That's
you
a
show me a business that isn't tough. You think you got a cute dog? Sorry, you didn't make it. You're out of here. Go home. Clean out your dressing room.
Well, you've got best voiced dog, too, and we've got a dog named Coda, who I guess sings opera, who's a Pomeranian Chihuahua mix. Yeah, I'm not a big opera fan, but I'm going to clean out my wax in my ears for that one. And then you got a singing beagle named Fred. And
really?
I guess, there's some golden retriever. They described Sonny, who's a Schubert humming golden retriever. I have no idea. What do you think on that one?
I hope they don't choke up when the lights are on in the audience out there, but that should be interesting.
Yeah, if they do a mic check, I don't know if the dog will bite the mic or talk into the mic. But the one that I find that'll be more most exciting is Best Trick. There's Jesse, a jump roping, star climbing Jack Russell. Okay. You've got a dancing Chihuahua mix named Petty. This is my favorite, a dog that can catch a treat and flip, I guess, a Border Collie named Dazzle. But... saving the best again for last, Gabe, a bulldog who is a toilet flushing skateboarding trickster. Move over, Tony Hawk. Move over. I don't think Tony Hawk ever did a toilet flush on a skateboard.
Let's hope no. I was on a skateboard. Well, you know, I was a judge on Pet Star a couple of times. You know, when it got so those animals were so amazing. I actually think that's why the show went off the air. They probably said, "What more can we get out of a dog or a parrot?" I saw a parrot sing the entire Yankee Doodle Dandy, the whole song.
Oh my
gosh!
And
that's why you say, you know, what more? The whole world's become that tougher and tougher.
Now, do you have pets in your life? What's your status?
We have a cat that kind of adopted us. I think it had been abandoned. It came around, and it just fell in love with my wife, and vice versa. And so, you know, I'm sitting at home, and I hear, "Are you all right, sweetheart?" And I say, "Yeah, I'm fine." She's, "No, I'm talking to the cat." but I'm a little allergic. I'm a little allergic to cats, but I'm getting through it. It is a sweet cat. And
what's your cat's name?
Oh my gosh, I blocked it out. What does she call it?
Yeah, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Mittens. Mittens. One of those black, I guess it's called a tuxedo cat, you know, black with white paws. And
okay. How is Mittens around you? I'm sorry to hear your little achoo around a cat, but does Mittens like to sit in your lap or bring you coffee in the morning?
Yeah, you know, if you're allergic to a cat and you go to someone's house, that cat will come right over and sit on your lap. and if he does that, I don't mind. You know, I'll pet him because it's nice. But I think he kind of knows to stay with her. You know, he sits on her lap and she really treats him well.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah. And I love all kind of animals.
I'm glad to hear that.
We used to set out food we had a lot of stray cats. We'd set out food and that would draw raccoons and even skunks. I have a long story about rescuing a skunk from, I was trapped in a basketball net, you know, and I had to go into our neighbor's yard and cut the net and save it. And I was, that's pretty brave. The mother was right there and I, you know, she could have sprayed me, but I saved it.
How little was the skunk?
It was just a baby, and it was so cute. The mother was standing right there, and I heard them squealing like overnight. Finally, I looked over in our neighbor's yard, and it was stuck in one of those, you know, a basketball net that they put in the swimming pool, and it was laying out on the ground, and the poor thing had got its neck caught in there. And I wasn't too friendly with our neighbors, and this annoyed me even more that I could hear the poor thing, and they didn't.
Uh-huh.
So I went to the yard that night, and I said, God, they could shoot me if they, you know, I could see someone walking in the backyard. I said, I just got to rescue this poor little skunk, though. So.
And once you did, the mama thanked you by not spraying you, huh?
Well, the mama was there. I finally took it over in my yard because I cut the net. Then I said, well, the net's still around. So I took it over in my yard, mm-hmm. and I loosed the net, and then I put it down, and it kept running around my feet. So I said, what I better do, I take it right back in the other yard and put it down where I found it. But now, the mother was gone, but I figured it knew where it was. So I set it down, and hopefully it reunited with its mother.
I'm sure with a sense of smell, they're pretty good. That's sort of their GPS system, you know?
Yeah. So I'm sure it went on. But they didn't spray me. The mother didn't. I think the mother sensed that I was saving it.
And now you have a tuxedo cat, so that could have, you know, a skunk, black and white, now mittens. There's a pattern here.
Spayed and neutered, so that's fine.
Oh, good. That's very good. Yeah. I'm glad you do that, because the cats can really populate pretty quickly.
Yeah.
We're talking with Fred Willard. He is the host of the first annual Worldwide Fido Awards that will air Sunday, October 5th at 8 p.m. on Nick at Night. And we're going to go back to talking to him right after this commercial break.
Would you like to go out?
Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me.
Oh, behave. We'll be right back after these groovy, shagadelic messages. Oh, yeah.
Flight 291 is now boarded. All passengers, please proceed to gate 4.
And who's this traveling with us today?
This is Bailey. She's never flown Midwest Airlines before.
Hi, Bailey. She'll be fine. We take special care of our traveling pets. In fact, our Premier Pet Program was created by an employee and dog lover who believes that pets should be handled as precious cargo. And they are. Oh, and they earn travel rewards, too.
Oh, good.
Thanks for flying Midwest Airlines, Bailey. Enjoy your flight. Visit MidwestAirlines.com.
When you're looking to add a pet into your life, consider adopting a homeless animal from your local shelter or rescue group. Whether you want a kitten, puppy, or a more mature pet, a purebred or a one-of-a-kind mixed breed, even a rabbit or hamster, your shelter has the best selection of animals anywhere, all screened for good health and behavior. PetLifeRadio.com presents Take Me Home with your host, Susan Daffron. Join us each week as we showcase wonderful pets, tell stories, and even throw some pet education into the mix. So get ready to find out why the pet adoption option can be a great way to add a furry companion into your life. Take Me Home every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com. Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, behave!
Welcome back to the Oh Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. We have Fred Willard. Wow. You just say that name and you just start smiling. I just can't help it. I mean, everything you've been in, you've had a pretty good ride in the world of TV and movies. Is there... Yeah, you're still going, man.
Yeah.
But tell me a little bit about, I guess, one claim to fame that you have that you can have that no other actor can boast about is that you were the first live-action character in a Pixar animated feature. You actually played
Wall-E,
the president.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell me about that and the pressure of that.
Well, there's no pressure. It was a year, this is 08, in January of 07, mm-hmm. they called me and they said, would I like to be in, and I said, sure. They had me come up to San Francisco, took me out to their studio. They would not tell me anything about the plot. You know, I was on, for the people who saw it, I was the guy who came on the TV monitor and talked to them. And I said, you know, everything's going to be okay. You're going back to Earth. And then they called me back up to do a few more lines. And they wouldn't let me talk about it, anything about the plot for a long time. And then suddenly we had the big premiere, and that was really nice. It's made like $400 million now, which is wonderful. Because the most important thing, you like to be in a movie that's successful.
Right.
Because then everyone is happy. But most important, it gave a very good message to youngsters about saving our planet and recycling and not throwing junk. And but it wasn't something that hit them over the head with it. Little kids like 5, 6, 7 years old are going to see it and enjoy the little Wall-E character. But in the back of their mind, subliminally, they'll say, gee, you know, the world looked pretty bad with all this junk. And they might be more aware of recycling and not throwing trash, and which we are generally today than when I was a kid. You know, you'd have a beer can and throw it in the highway, and but I think people are really more aware now.
Yeah, and I think you're right with the kids. You don't need to hit them over the head. These kids are so, you know, high tech, and they get so many messages hit at them in all different ways that this seems like that was sort of the best method to get a good message out.
Yeah, there's no preaching, no saying, now kids, you know, respect our environment. It wasn't that at all. We just let them draw their own conclusion. And they're pretty bright, and the messages you receive as a youngster stick with you, even subliminally.
Yeah, well, let's talk about your childhood, I mean, a little bit. I mean, you were born in the heartland in Shaker Heights, Ohio.
Yeah,
Second City. I'm from the Chicago area, and I used to love going to Second City. And that really is a great place to hone your skills beyond
it
stage.
It really was. I spent 1 year there. I was there with Robert Klein, David Steinberg, and it was a wonderful year. And it's still going strong, Second City. Every time I go back to Chicago, you know, I leave time to go to see a show there. And it hones your skills, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, it was just fun. It was just great fun.
Yeah. So now with the Christopher Guest, is he going to have another mockumentary in the works? Can you?
Well, I hope so. Everyone asked me that. I asked someone who knows him, and they said, well, so far, no. So we'll see. Maybe he'll come up with an idea, and hopefully he'll call me.
With these shows like Best in Show and Waiting for Guffman and all, do you have a chance to be able to tweak the script at all?
Oh, yeah, there's no script. You just have, he gives you kind of an outline, like 15, 20-page outline,
okay.
And you come up to your scenes, and you know what you have to get across in the scene. I mean, when I did Best in Show, Jim Pittock and I were just sitting there. He was the Englishman who played the announcer.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed us footage before of what we were going to be seeing. And he'd set up the cameras. And he said, now, what the first thing you're going to see is this kind of dog. And he stepped back behind the camera. And he said, action. And you just start talking. And I said, well, most of my stuff is going to end up on the cutting room floor or voiceover. So I'm going to pull out every joke I have, every comment. And luckily, he kept most of it. And it came off very well.
So which is harder, to just kind of think on your feet like that or to go with the script?
You know, if you have a good script, that's easier. But sometimes in improvisation, it's like walking a tight wire. I guess if you do it and it goes well, it's great. But and every once in a while, you can get on a subject, and for some reason, the subject just opened up a lot of things to me, and I just got going. But, you know, a lot of times you suddenly hit a dry spell and you say, well, I don't see anything funny here. So an ideal thing is if you have a script like his movies, you have a script, you know what you have to get, what information to get out, and then you could improvise around it.
Now, you have this one-man show that you just did. You had a sold-out run, Fred Willard, Alone at Last. Tell us a little bit about that and what's happening up for you now.
Well, I love sketch comedy. So I did a couple of and I don't like to work too hard, so I would do a show, and we did it like 4 Thursdays in a row.
Okay.
And I said, and at the time, it was the hot thing was one-man shows. And frankly, I'm not too fond of them, because if you get there and you don't like that person, you know, you're stuck for 2 hours. So what it was a sketch show, but I started like a one-man show. In fact, my first line was, I talked to friends about doing a one-man show, and they said, well, the most important thing when you do a one-man show, surround yourself with the best actors you can get. So I would talk, and each thing I'd talk about would lead into a sketch. And I thought it was kind of funny. At the end of the night, we'd do a curtain call, and there'd be 13 of us out on stage taking a bow. So I don't think I'd ever want to do a one-person show, because the last one I saw that I liked was called True. Robert Morris did Truman Capote, and that was great. But, you know, you go to see someone who's telling you about their life. It might be fun for 10 minutes, and then, you start looking at your watch. You know, I hope it's a one act.
Yeah.
And at the end of the hour, say, we're going to take a short break. And he's, oh, no. And you can't leave because they usually know that you're there.
You're stuck. Well, you sound like you work really well feeding off the energy of your other actors, correct?
I do. That's what I like the best, yes.
Well, you do that really, really well. Let's talk a little bit more about this FIDO Award. I know you're going to be nervous. Is there any special outfit you're going to wear for this occasion, like something that's like Pete-proof pants or something? I don't know.
Dog. I had my designer and... you know, he lives up over the delicatessen, and he was, he wasn't answering his phone. So I don't know. I don't even know what they're going to want me to wear. I think they're going to have some visual jokes of me wearing outfits. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I have to actually get in them. I don't know if I'm going to be. I think I should be in a tuxedo, you know, make it formal.
Yeah.
But I'm going down to rehearsal after this, and I'll see what they want me to be wearing, and I'll do anything they want. If they want a, you know, a bodysuit, if they want a tuxedo, you know, I'll be there.
You know, as long as it's not meat flavored, I mean, I think you're going to be safe, right?
That might be a problem, yeah.
Yeah, that'll be a test of wills for the dogs.
Worse would be fire hydrant flavored. think about what's going to, but that'll be live television. We'd keep it in.
That's
they
right.
You play it on
good...
YouTube, and they do a clip on the news. Look what happened to Fred Willard at the FIDO Awards.
Hey,
all going well. Well, we have clips of coming up at 11. What happened at the FIDO Awards when Fred Willard wore his fire hydrant pants?
You know what? You go with it. And that's probably a lesson we could
exactly.
all learn in life. We're so stressed out about the little tiny things in life. And here you are putting yourself up there in every day in every way. And I really like that.
And the dogs don't care. You try to tell a dog we're doing this, you know, they could care less. They want the little treats from their owners, and they want to go place to go and lie down.
Exactly.
The next day, are they going to care what the numbers were? No. The networks are going to be saying, well, we did well in the 16 to 20. The dogs couldn't care less.
That's a good point. That's another lesson we can learn, I guess.
That's why we love them.
That's right. We don't know what you're going to wear, but there is the best dress category. And I'm looking down the lineup, and you've got an Australian Shepherd dressed for a Sunday drive. I have no idea. I can't even imagine.
I have no idea either.
And then you've got a hippie-clad golden retriever that's going to look like right out of the 70s, a tuxedo-clad pug. And here's a new one for me. I just can't visualize this. I'm going to try a poolside boxer in a bikini. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I don't think the dogs will enjoy that as much as their owners will, and the audience will love it. But again, the dogs don't care. You put them in a tuxedo or a bikini, they're thinking, what the heck is going on here? They hear the audience laugh and applause, and they want to find something to eat and a place to lie down.
That's right. Well, hopefully whoever's putting this boxer in a bikini will have to even lie and say, oh, my God, you look so hot. You know, your voice tone will probably make the boxer keep the outfit on. You don't want it rated R. You guys might get censored, you know, if the bikini is gone.
That's right. You just gave me an idea for a line. Yeah, that's good.
Well, there you go. Take it, man. Take it. I appreciate it. No problem. Now, this most outrageous, I'm not quite sure. There is a ladder-climbing Labrador retriever, that's hard to say, a deep-diving Labrador retriever, a skateboarding Chihuahua, and, this doesn't sound nice, a cat boxing pug toy fox terrier. You better keep mittens away from the show.
Yeah. Well, this, I found the dogs will probably enjoy this more than putting on funny outfits. You know, if they're climbing ladders and jumping in the water, I don't know, is deep diving, is that what it is?
Yeah, Tommy from Sewell, New Jersey. Be careful, it's not Sewer, it's Sewell, New Jersey. So, okay.
All right. So,
what's this cat boxing pug? What's that all about?
It's the first I've heard about it. I hope there's no animal cruelty. I'm sure they've. That'd be interesting. A cat and a dog having a boxing match.
You know, there's more cats than dogs. And if I was ever seeing a fight between a cat and a dog, my money's actually on the cat. You know, they can smack, bite, and climb. See ya.
Yeah.
But I hope it's all in good fun. I hope this sugar
I hope so. Or at the FIDO Awards, highlights at 11.
No, we want to see you in your hydrate suit. Your hydrate suit would be much nicer on YouTube, actually, yeah. I think. Now, the look-alike, owner look-alike contest. You have a Schnauzer, a German Shepherd, a Cocker Spaniel, and a Chihuahua, and they're people. And so they're going to be vying for the owner look-alike awards.
Yeah. Is that very flattering to the owner? I don't know. They're entering it, so they must know what they're waiting for.
What's the grand prize to these categories?
I think there's a big prize, a money prize. I'm not sure.
Well, it is sponsored by PetSmart and Bissell,
uh-huh.
And I guess it's based on the votes from the fans, too.
It is. They're going to call in, and the audience that's there is going to mm-hmm. vote. So there are no losers in this dog show. No one's going to go home with their feelings hurt. They're all going to go home with a kibble or something.
Okay, that's good. And no one will have their tail tucked between their legs as they leave, right?
No, no.
Okay, good. Okay.
Well, listen, I have to go. They're calling me down to a rehearsal, so I'm going to go down and keep this in mind, what I'm going to be seeing.
Okay.
And hope that it all goes well.
Well, I want to give you a big paws up for all our listeners. We're very big fans of you, Fred Willard, and we thank you for being on the Old Behave Show.
Thanks for talking to me. Sunday night, we'll see how it goes.
All right, I'm tuning in.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Wow, my stomach muscles are hurting. It was an extreme pleasure to have Fred Willard on our show today. He will be hosting the first annual Worldwide Fido Awards. It airs Sunday, October 5th at 8 p.m. on Nick at Night. So tune in, set your DVR, set your TiVo, and bring your best-loving doggy to sit next to you and join in the fun. There is 6 categories that voters, just like you, have voted for. They include cutest dog, best dressed, best voice, most outrageous, best trick, and my personal favorite, the dog owner look-alike contest. And in addition, at the end of this hour-long show, there will be a special tribute to honor a dog who will be given the Hero Award. And this is a special dog who has done invaluable services to us two-leggers. So in all the frivolity and all the fun, I'm glad to see there will be a special Hero Award presented as well. So at this time, I want to take the opportunity to thank my cool producer, Mark Winter. He makes this show happen every week. I want you to zip over to PetLifeRadio.com each and every week and check out what is the latest show we're going to have on Oh Behave. We've been going Hollywood lately. We did the cast of Beverly Hills Chihuahua, and now this. So, until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just 2 words to all you 2, 3, and 4-leggers out there. Oh Behave!
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Oh, yeah. So stop by our pad every week and get switched on, baby. Switched on to the show that's all about attitude. Oh, behave. With your groovy host, pet edutainer Arden Moore. Yeah, baby, yeah. Every week on demand on PetLifeRadio.com.